L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
We got more to report on the murder of Sandra Birchmore, allegedly by former Stoughton Police Detective Matthew Farwell. He, of course, accused of murdering Sandra Birchmore, sparking calls for additional charges under the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. Farwell, 38, allegedly killed Birchmore, 23, in her Canton apartment on February 1st of 2021 after she revealed she was pregnant with his child. Farwell's indictment includes charges related to the murder of Birchmore, who was about 2 months pregnant at the time. Prosecutors allege Farwell strangled Birchmore and staged her death to appear as a suicide. Disturbing details of the case have led some to argue for the inclusion of an additional charge related to an unborn child. Quote, it's hard to imagine a more clear-cut case for enforcing federal law for protecting unborn children than this one, said Roger Servino, vice president of domestic policy at the Heritage Foundation. The very existence of the unborn child was the very evidence against this monster. Birchmore had shared her excitement about a pregnancy with Farwell through a text message, including a photo of a handmade card that read, congrats, we're going to be parents. However, Farwell allegedly reacted negatively to the news, leading to the fatal incident. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Steve Keller from the Boston FBI emphasized the severity of Farwell's actions. Quote, Matthew Farwell's gun and bandage did not grant him authority to violate the Constitution and certainly didn't entitle him to sexually exploit, abuse, and rape a child before killing her and her unborn baby in an attempt to cover up his alleged crime. The Unborn Victims Violence Act, known as Lacey and Connors Law, could be applied in the case. The law enacted in 2004 allows for separate charges if an unborn child is harmed or killed during a federal crime. Activists, including Colby Mazzarella, president of the Pro-Life Legal Defense Fund, and Autumn Christensen of the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, are pushing for the application of this law in Farwell's case. The accusation that a police officer killed his former student and their unborn baby strikes horror in every feeling heart, he said. The law was passed by Republicans and Democrats to punish and prevent any abusers who kill pregnant women or use violence to force a woman to abort their child. Critics of the law, including the American Civil Liberties Union, argue that it could undermine a woman's right to make decisions about her own pregnancy. The ACLU has expressed concerns that recognizing the unborn child as a separate victim could threaten reproductive rights. Despite these concerns, the FBI's Keller noted additional evidence that Birchmore had no intention of suicide, including recent attempts to book a newborn photo shoot and purchase baby clothes. Our investigation also uncovered evidence inconsistent with someone choosing to die by suicide. Federal prosecutors have left the door open for additional charges, and the possibility remains that Farwell could face further legal repercussions. Acting U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy has indicated that any new evidence will be thoroughly investigated. How about we investigate the fucking police force? I think that's what needs to be done next, because it took a long time for anything to happen here. We just kind of all said, oh, yep, this, that, oh, great. And who looked at this? Oh, you guys? Okay. And now it's being looked at in the feds and they realize it's completely fucked up and off. And who did it? You guys? Oh, okay. Maybe we should look at you.
And I think that's why they're not looking, because there's so much guilt sitting there.
Oh,
my God. They're just kind of like, oh, burying our heads in the sand. I don't want to deal with this.
There's so much fucking corruption over in this area. It's insane. And there are a lot of people, again, from the Karen Reed case that do carry over into this case that were somewhat key individuals in the investigation or lack thereof into this case. Yeah, I get why people don't fucking trust the police there, without a doubt. I get why everybody is so quick to be like, Karen Reed is innocent. Even though I personally think she hit him, I get the anger, and I get why everyone would think anything that comes out of the police mouths there is fake and is just a fucking lie, because they come. And this is just the shit we know about in these stories. I can only imagine this. They've been running such a weird, twisted force over there for so long. The people are so fed up with it, and for good reason. It's just cover everything up and do whatever you want.
And that's the question I was going to ask. What other cases are sitting there bubbling under the surface that we have no idea even exist? There are maybe three or four people who are like, well, that was fucked up, but I can't do anything about it because it's the police. Maybe they've gotten a little bit of leverage to say, well, maybe I can come out and say this case. We need to look at this case now. And I think there's an avalanche coming. I think we're going to start seeing case after case getting reopened because something wasn't right and it got swept under the rug because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And now it's coming to a head, I think.
No, I think you're right. I think that there's going to be a lot of heads rolling and probably a lot of officers relocating far, far away very quickly as to hopefully avoid prosecution.
You bring up an interesting point, you know, and it takes me back to like the Catholic Church, how a priest can be accused of some church and then just move to another state and they can get a job and they're, you know, leading another church somewhere else.
Yep.
Well, does that happen in the police force as well?
Yes, it does.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. Often administrative paid leave. Oh, they're going to go do this now over here for us. Okay. And then the news cycle dies down. This one though is going to be harder because there's so many people involved and there's such a spotlight over here now on these two forces between Canton, this one here. There's Stoughton. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to have a very large change of life soon, because of their unscrupulous activities. Abusing the power that they have and others helping to cover for that. Like, you cover me here, I'll cover you there, and we'll just keep getting away with it. Well, guess what? The microscope has come, and you're all going to be dug into quite thoroughly by a lot of people. So you better hope you're on the up and up.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Now we
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.